Today on Impact for Living, founder, sports and business leader, and pastor Scott Whitaker will challenge you to reach your God-given potential and impact, which you were created to have with and for Jesus Christ in the world. Now, here's Scott with today's message.
This morning, I want to take a moment to just remember, at this time of the year, July 4th, a bit of our heritage. I remember the first time I heard these opening lines in the hymn, God Bless America, written by Irving Berlin. It was after 9/11, and a song sung by Ronan Tynan at a Major League Baseball game that we refused to cancel a few days after that event occurred. And he sings this, "While the storm clouds gather far across the sea, let us swear allegiance to a land that's free. Let us all be grateful for a land so fair as we raise our voices in a solemn prayer. God bless America, land that I love. Stand beside her and guide her through the night with a light from above. From the mountains to the prairies to the oceans, white with foam, God bless America, my home sweet home. God bless America, my home sweet home." I love the message of that national hymn by Irving Berlin, still sung, as I mentioned, in the seventh innings of Major League Baseball games around the country, a song written as a prayer, asking God to continue to stand by this great country and to guide her with God's light from above, a light which began as a torch of freedom for our nation, a torch passed on through the centuries and handed to us today. God's light, as a reminder of who we are and why we pause this week, as we do every year at this time, to remember and celebrate this great nation, a nation of those among us who champion our country and of those among us who criticize it. You can view our country as you choose to, either to see the greatness and the genius of its foundation, or you can only see its flaws. I personally choose to see its greatness and to work to mend its flaws and then celebrate together an even greater nation. A nation founded and established by people who held a deep faith and belief that they were acting in concert with God in establishing this land and ultimately America. Even as far back as 1620, when the Pilgrims established the first settlement in Plymouth, Massachusetts, they issued a governing document entitled the Mayflower Compact, establishing as a core belief the advancement of religious freedom, and in particular, their Christian faith. Listen to an excerpt from that compact on May 11th, 1620. "In the name of God, we, having undertaken for the glory of God an advancement of the Christian faith, do by these presents, solemnly and mutually in the presence of God and one another, covenant and combine ourselves together." Their reliance upon and commitment to God could not have been clearer. It was a moment, among many other moments and beliefs by our founders, not lost on most of us today, but forgotten by many today within our nation's capital and other parts of our country. Today's attempts to shut down the voices of faith in our nation, in local and state governments, on our college campuses, and in businesses, and to secularize the religious foundations of this nation is real and contrary to the roots of our country. Because for this country and its founding roots, you cannot change the fact that those from long ago, who are amongst the threads of our nation's founding days, wove within the fabric of America not only their own lives and blood, but an offering of their very lives to God, establishing for all time a Judeo-Christian foundation, undergirding and marking the beginnings of the United States of America. Listen to some of the words from the Declaration of Independence, signed on July 4th, 1776, which echo throughout our history to this day from so long ago. "We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights. And we, therefore, the representatives of the United States of America, in General Congress assembled, appealing to the Supreme Judge of the world and for support of this declaration with a firm reliance on the protection of divine providence. We mutually pledge to each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. In the landscape of the world's history, it really wasn't that long ago, 243 years to be exact, that Thomas Jefferson, with input from John Adams, Benjamin Franklin, Robert Livingston, and Roger Sherman, penned those stirring words in that glorious document, recognizing the importance and leadership of God in the heritage and direction of this nation. It is one of our founding documents, the original of which is guarded day and night in our National Archives in Washington, D.C., encased in a vault that can be lowered well below ground level to ensure its safekeeping. One signer's fingerprint can be seen on that document, darkening through the years and permanently etched there from the moment when he leaned down over that document to fervently pen his name, knowing full well that by doing so, he was offering his life along with his signature, and that by signing that great document, he was putting his life on the line, and he stood to lose all that he had, including his wife and children, but for the sake of all that he believed in and all that he held dear, especially his wife and children, he signed it. Five of the signers were captured by the British as traitors, imprisoned and tortured. 20 had their homes ransacked and burned to the ground. 9 of the 56 signers fought and died from wounds or hardships of the war for independence. 1, a shipper and a planter, saw his ship swept from the sea by the British Navy, had to sell his home to pay his debts, and eventually died bankrupt. 1 was so hounded and tracked by the British that he was forced to move his family constantly and keep hiding. His possessions were taken from him, and he was reduced to poverty. These were not fringe kooks or wild ruffians, but these were men of means, educated men, and men and women and children who had a deep faith in God and who loved liberty more than they valued their own lives. And because of those beliefs, they offered their very lives for this great nation. They lit that torch of liberty way back then. They paid the price for us, and they made that first payment way back then for us and for all of those who will follow us. And that payment has been kept up to date for this great nation through the sacrificial offerings of the lifeblood of our citizens throughout the pages of our history. And the torch they lit way back then, which has been carried high through the centuries by those who have embraced the greatness of America, has reached our hands, your hands and mine. And from the flames of that torch of freedom and religious liberty springs the hope, the strength, and passion for the future of this nation and for each and every one of our lives. And the questions for us today are these: what will we do with that torch being handed off to us? What offerings and sacrifices will we make so that the flames from the torch representing this great land will burn even brighter for ourselves and for those who follow us? For we dare not disappoint or shrink from what is before us, from difficulty or challenge, or ever turn our backs on these United States of America and on the God who has always been there, helping to guide all those who have gone before us as he is there to guide us today. The same God who was with them way back then and throughout our history is here today, working with and lifting us, and will be there to guide all those who will follow in all our tomorrows as a nation. Today, we might do well to remember and embrace the words of John F. Kennedy shared during his inauguration speech on January 20, 1961, when he said, "With a good conscience, our only sure reward, with history, the final judge of our deeds, let us go forth to lead the land we love, asking his blessing and his help, but knowing that here on earth, God's work must truly be our own." The torch has been handed to us, my friends. Will we make sure that it continues to burn and burn even brighter? You and I and others must assure that it always does. Happy 4th of July. Embrace the moment well, and may God continue to bless you, and may God continue to bless this, the United States of America, with his light from above. Let me pray for us. Father, I thank you for my dear friends. I thank you for this moment in the year that we pause as a nation, reflect on our heritage. We need to do that every day, Lord, but we do it in particular at this time of year. Help us to never forget that those from so long ago and those since are passing the torch of liberty, the light from God to this nation and from this nation to us to guide, to direct, to keep lit, to help to burn even brighter. Help us to do that. Give us the strength, your strength, to be able to do that. Help us to stay clear in our vision as to what we will do for you and for this great nation with you. Thanks for loving us. Thanks for your son. And it's in his precious name we pray. Amen and amen.
We hope that Scott's message today has challenged and encouraged you. Thank you for being with us, and be sure to join Scott and Impact for Living next week for another faith-filled message focused on God's plan and purpose for your life.